just say that you're sorry. You don't need to be sorry anymore. No more.
All right, you're listening to WHS.
The healthcare industry will continue to be one of the largest employers of college graduates. More jobs.
I unclicked it too. You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. It's been one of those days. It always is. But anyway, you're listening to Live from Studio J. And in the house, we have a live performance from a very talented young lady named Marie Claire. Can you hear me?
All right.
All right. There we go. Have to make sure we have all the buttons pushed and the pods up and all that good stuff. Okay. Why don't we get started?
Sure. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. My name is Marie Claire, and I'm going to play some originals off my album, Jaded Scar, for you today. So thank you for coming on and listening at WHFR-FM. I have a show coming up at the Dovetail in Warren. That's Warren, Michigan, Saturday, July 8th from 8 to 10 p.m. So we're going to be playing a lot of these songs with a full band actually there. But today I'm going to give you a great acoustic show with just me and my keyboard. Thank you.
Because you're that good.
Exactly.
All right.
Guides me to yours. I've awoken. Thank you. That was Awoken, an original. The next song I have was actually inspired by the movie What Dreams May Come. I wrote it in memory of Robin Williams, and it is called What Dreams May Come.
Huh. Okay. All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. And in the house, we have a live performance with the very talented Marie Claire.
Thank you.
And please don't take this the wrong way, okay? I've been happily satisfied with someone for 18 years. You are as attractive as you are talented.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Because I woke up this morning and I'm like, well, I just have to wear radio clothes today. I don't even have to really dress up.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people come here and they come fully dressed, you know, like they do for live shows. And then some people, like you said, practically in their pajamas, you know. Hey, radio, you don't know.
Exactly. And incidentally, I'm wearing the dress I wore for my first performance ever with my full band last year.
Oh, okay.
So it was actually May 20th at the Ritz in Detroit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember we got hooked up together because of Mel Joy.
Yes, yes. And she's got Flintstock going on, which is a wonderful cause here in Michigan.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
that was the biggest reason, you know, and I found out about you and a bunch of other great artists of all different types, actually, you know, not just like the kind of stuff you do, but metal, punk, you know, yes. Whatever, you know.
Yes, I'm a big fan of Augrus. They're another more metal band mm-hmm. here in Michigan, mm-hmm. and they're performing around. So they'll be at the Token Lounge on July 29th. And
oh, okay.
Yes, so I'm excited to see them again. A great band. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of great genres, you know, all types here in Michigan.
That's what's great about this area. You get mm-hmm. everything you want. You know, I go to other cities like Chicago and New York, and a lot of times they don't have jack. You know, they really don't. I'm serious.
Wow.
You go to festivals like, you know, the ones we put on here,
mm-hmm.
and it's all like, you know, cover bands, you know, 80s bands, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But here we have all kinds of original bands of every genre that you could possibly think of, you know.
Exactly, exactly. So there's just a lot out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you want me to play another song?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cool. You know, I'm not trying to interrupt you by any means.
I don't know when I'm supposed to, but I'm excited to be here, and I've got plenty of them.
Yeah, I'm just making conversation, so don't worry about it.
Oh, no, I love it. Thank you.
Okay, let's do another one.
All right, this song is called Our Faith, and it's the third track on the album.
Mm-hmm.
Always changing, always rearranging me through and through. Get a song that never dies. was actually written in 2007.
Wow.
So, it's been a while.
You're not that old, are you?
Oh, no, yeah. I was born in 1986, believe it or not.
Okay. My middle son, same age. How long have you been playing piano?
I can't even count anymore. Although I shouldn't exaggerate because I don't think I'm that amazing at piano, but I've, no, I've been playing for 22 years.
Wow.
Yes.
So you started young at school?
I did.
Yeah.
I actually started taking lessons from, and he's a local artist, musician, and piano teacher who's played at the Chop House.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Henry Feinberg. And he's just an amazing person, an amazing teacher,
mm-hmm.
piano player, and he was my biggest inspiration as a teacher.
Okay.
So he kept me playing, yeah. So he used to teach not only like the Chopin, Bach, and Beethoven songs that you know are classical and really give you the technique, but he would any song I wanted to learn, any pop song, rock song, he would write out a manuscript for me, and he would.
That's nice. That's nice.
Yep.
Yeah. Unfortunately, when I was a young child, I didn't have that, you know. All the teachers wanted to, you know, instruct you on all the classics and all the, you know, standards and all that, you know, stuff now. But you see on YouTube all the time, you see these young kids playing like Tool or Metallica or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm.
It's good to have that mix, you know, to switch it up. So
yeah.
It's like you play what you have to, which was enjoyable too, you know, but then to say, oh, I really like that song. I wish I could learn it on piano.
Right.
It's great to have a teacher that can do that and help you out and
mm-hmm.
really give you that ear for music. So I learned how to actually play by ear as
Definitely.
Well as read.
Yeah. No, that's nice.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's keep it going.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This is Doom.
If I were the day and you were the night, we could dream, we could dream.
way? Are you hiding behind a big mistake? Well, can't you see? Can't you see? We do. We do.
All right, the wonderful music of Marie Claire, live on Studio J. All right.
Hi.
See, I knew you'd do well.
Thank you, and I was so nervous coming on here. This is my first radio performance, and I feel so honored. Thank you again.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. And one of the things that we pride ourselves on here at HFR is we actually give you time, you know, not just a couple of moments, you know, all the stations, the commercial ones say, oh, yeah, we, you know, support local music and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you know, you're lucky if you get a song, if you're lucky. Yeah. And then even the TV stations, you know, I have had people that have come on my show. They get this entire hour like you're getting, and they get the TV show, and they get to talk for like 20 seconds, and they get to start one of their songs, and then about 30 seconds into the song, done.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of that, too, is, you know, I'm sure that it's just all about money and who's promoting who and that. So here it's just so relaxed, and it's about the music. It's about the speakers. It's about who's coming on to really perform.
Exactly. And it's, you know, artists that need to be listened to, like you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, let's keep going.
Yeah, so again, my name's Marie Claire. My album is Jaded Scar. And you can find it, I have a Facebook, facebook.com/MarieClaireJadedScar. The album and all the songs are available on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, CD Baby. So just check it out. You can probably find it the easiest typing in Jaded Scar.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Hang on and love someone.
Yeah. All right. Well, we talked about the piano. When did you start getting like vocal training?
Well, I've been singing even before that. So I pretty much came out of the womb singing. That's kind of how it goes. And I can remember the first time I did knowingly in public, and I say knowingly because I had always sang in my room and assumed that nobody could hear me, was actually my mom asked me to sing for my grandma and grandpa when I was about maybe 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She had said, well, you've been singing in your room, and I got turned red, and I got so embarrassed. I said, oh, you could hear me. And she said, why don't you, you know, sing for your grandparents? So I sang for them,
mm-hmm.
and I remember I sang at my cousin Julie's wedding when I was 10 years old, Dreaming of You by Selena.
Oh, wow.
And yes, yes, I used to sing to Celine Dion, Selena. Those were like my inspirational mm-hmm. singers.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I got more into like Janis Joplin and Fleetwood Mac. So, yeah.
It's always good to be well-rounded.
It really is. It really is. You know. And there's, I mean, the more you listen, the better you get.
Mm-hmm.
That's just from my experience.
Definitely. I agree. All right.
Okay.
Hey, we want to squeeze in more songs. Let's just keep it going.
All right. Sounds great to me. Thank you, Scott.
Uh-huh.
I was a soul survivor when you came. How many times must I try?
All right. listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. All right, let's just keep it going.
All right, sounds good.
Some bullet taste. She's
cried from the reaches. Your reach was never, never was me.
All right, you threw a curveball at me there.
I did.
You went right into a second song. But I figured it out. You know.
I came prepared. Like you said, I have a huge list.
I wish everybody would come in here like that. You know, like I said, some people, no matter how much I tell them, make sure you got at least 45 minutes. They go, oh, well, you know, I've only got 5 songs that we can play, and, you know.
Well, see, my album's more than just an EP. It's full. It's got 13 tracks, so
right.
It's a full album on it. And at our shows, usually, I have a 3-piece band right now, bass player, drummer, and then me on keyboards and vocals, and we'll play up to, like, 3 hours sometimes. So we put in a lot of covers, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to talk about them for briefly, like who it is?
Oh, sure. I do a cover that we actually just added recently is a version of Creep.
No, I meant the members.
The members, sure, of course.
Give them credit.
Exactly. They wish they could be here. They actually had to work and had other obligations, but
understand.
Or else they would have. But Pat Waroxa, he's been with me over a year now, and he's the drummer for the group. He's been playing since grade school as well, and he loves it. We actually play at his house for practice, and he has 3 birds, and they'll start singing along. So
okay,
it's quite entertaining, yes.
Yeah.
And actually, the bass player is a more new addition. He's been added to the group since March. He's been with us, and he's actually my former massage therapy teacher.
Oh, okay.
So he teaches that as well, and he, his name is Brian Piccolo, and he was formerly known as Brian England back in, like, the 60s and 70s. He actually performed and sang, and he picked up guitar, so he was a singer and a guitarist, and he has a couple of songs like Break Bread Over My Bed, like a few that didn't really get huge, but they're out there actually online. And
wow.
So he's performed for a long time, and he picked up bass not too long ago, and he's great. So he's added some of the oldies to our shows because we picked up songs like Drift Away, What's Going On by Marvin Gaye.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's nice. You got a three-piece and
yes.
A little mix of everything and different ages.
Oh, yes. Everything from probably the 1960s on up to, 2017.
Okay.
We've got covers that cross the board.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice. All right. So in case somebody wasn't listening earlier, one more time, you got a show coming up?
Yes. My name is Marie Claire, Jaded Scars, the album. And the show that is coming up is Saturday, July 8th. At the Dovetail in Warren, Michigan, 8 to 10 p.m. It's a great atmosphere, wonderful place, and anybody's welcome in. So it's an all-ages show. And we'll be playing 8 to 10. Sometimes we go a little longer.
What are the crossroads?
The crossroads are Hoover and 15 Mile.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Yep, so gotcha. Hoover and 15 Mile.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they have a lot of... they have a lot of little shows there, too. So a lot of local artists perform as well. It's just a great place. Mm-hmm. And I've been performing there for a little over a year now, on and off. And it just, I love it. And
okay.
They have the best donuts.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
I'll have to try them.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's keep it going.
Okay.
Crying like your spirit never left me. Lingering.
All right.
That one, actually, there's a music video up for that one. So it's the one music video I do have on YouTube. Oh. Is for the song Reverie.
Okay, okay. And that's on your actual release, correct?
It is, yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we've gone through quite a few. Mm-hmm. We're doing quite well here. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Mm-hmm. All right. Why don't we keep it going?
Sure, sure.
What's this next one?
I've actually got some covers that I wanted to play a little bit. So this one is Creep, and it's kind of a version by Postmodern Jukebox, but not quite their version, but I was inspired by their version.
Oh, instead of Radiohead. Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Ah, okay.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. You're so very special. I wish I was special.
Kind of an interesting, you know, choice to do a cover of that.
Yes. Yeah.
The type of musician you are and the songs you normally do.
Yeah, I actually have, I've written so many songs and they're quite a few different styles. So, mm-hmm. And I actually have some more bluesy songs that I would like to put on an album in the future. So, Yeah, just whatever inspires me. It's all the music I've written is from the heart, from experiences. So
yeah,
some of it's a little more dark, emotional, but really touches the soul.
I've always loved that band. I was lucky enough to see them on that tour, that actual album.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See, I've never seen them live, so.
Yeah, well, it's really hard to see them live because they don't come here very often. Even when they do tour, they always skip Detroit for some odd reason. Something, you know, irked them, and they just don't want to come here. And, you know, sometimes you just have to go somewhere else. I had to do that last year. I finally got to see The Cure. Do you like them?
Yes, I do.
And they came everywhere but Michigan. So I had to actually go to Chicago to see them. But it was an amazing show. It was like 3 hours long. They played pretty much every song you could possibly want to hear from them. It was amazing.
That's wonderful. I can't see why any band wouldn't want to come to Detroit because we're known to have the best audiences.
Yeah.
You know, like we get really into the music, you know. I mean, this is the Motor City, and we're very into music, you know. Motown just came from here, and it's just, we have so many great musicians.
And you can come every night, you know, whatever night you want.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be here on Friday or Saturday. If you come on Tuesday, we'll go out there and watch you.
Oh, yeah. People will call in from work, you know. I can't make it. I've got a show, you know.
Exactly.
We're hardcore fans right here.
Exactly. All right. Well, it looks like we got time for, I don't know, maybe one more?
Okay.
It's 5:55, so you got something about 5 minutes long?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do a cover. This one's a Marvin Gaye cover, What's Going On.
Okay, perfect. To find You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. Thanks again, Marie, for coming down and playing for us.
Thank you so much for having me, Scott. This was an honor.
and a pleasure for both of us.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. We're going to get on to our next thing, whatever we have to do on the radio, and go from there.
All right. Thank you. Uh-huh. Have a wonderful evening, everyone.
You too.
Beyond God, oh, what's it?